All right, everybody. So that was Jeffrey Lewis there with I Saw the Hippie Girl on 8th Avenue. And I was just finishing up the set to make up for the lost time before. What did you play before that, Gaiman?
Okay, I played Of Montreal. This is in reverse order. Lysergic Bliss. The Vaseline, Teenage Superstars. Hank III with Crazy Country Rebel. Chain in the Gang with What is a Dollar. Los Milos, Sonido Amazonico, Ween with Hippie Smell, and then Devendra Banhart, White Reggae Troll, and Les Claypool, the Boonville Stomp. So, a bunch of hippie-themed songs for first hour of the set.
Mm-hmm.
As it gets further away from Bastille Day, I should have played that last set, but it's all right. You got some French music to look forward to in about a half hour or so.
All right, that's cool. So this is Babe Terror with a capital Federal.
And this is WRARLP 97.3 FM Richmond. Richmond Indie Rock Radio for the rest of us. And Super Center for all emergency broadcast problems.
Mm-hmm. What he said. And 804-649-9737 is the number to call. Especially call us if you did go to All Good and you've got some crazy hippie stories. Would you like to tell a crazy hippie story, Gaiman? We've got plenty of time.
Crazy hippie story. Let's see. I was given yucca juice. That was crazy.
Yeah, no, this...
Sort of. Oh, yeah, no, well, how about that girl? She comes up to me and she's like, "Who's Ken Kesey?" And I was like, he's the guy who wrote, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Okay. What about the Merry Pranksters? And I'm like, yeah, his group of friends... Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test was written about him. She's like, "You're the first security guard who knows this." Ugh. And then she starts telling this story about how she sees this girl who has wings on. And she goes over to her and is like, "What the heck? Would you go into the ghetto wearing a red bandana or a blue bandana? No, you wouldn't." So she rips the wings off the girl and says, "Like, why are you disrespecting my community?" Because she didn't know who Ken Kesey was. And I was like, man, they're just like fairy wings.
I just don't understand, like, when these people lost the ideals of, like, peace and love, and it became about, like, capitalism and hatred and just being retarded. Like, I think it's all the nitrous in their head, but...
Yeah. I don't know. Some of them were nice.
Oh, like, some of them were fantastically
nice. Every time...
I mean, even that girl, we talked to her later, and she was super nice.
Yeah.
Even though she... was very
well, sort of. She was crazy. No, so this girl, she hitchhiked across the country from San Francisco, and she gets in, and so she sneaks into the festival without a ticket. You'd think if you're going to go all the way across the country, you'd have a ticket, but that's not the way how.
Well, that's not how none of them do it. Why would you have a ticket?
So she sneaks in, and she gets caught, thrown out, dropped to the bottom of the mountain. That seemed reasonable enough. Mm-hmm. Didn't have to go to jail or anything, but she sneaks in again, and then she gets. She sneaks into the security compound where all the security guards and everything is set up. And so at that point, she gets arrested, gets a misdemeanor for trespassing, $275 fine, and she has to be back in West Virginia.
Yeah,
in
I
like
told
2 weeks.
To go. That was my advice to her.
Man, but yeah, so you should have seen how this girl was so mad. She's like, "What the heck? Like, I sneak into every festival and I get away with it."
Yeah.
I was like, man, well, I'm sorry, but you're the one who messed up. You're the one who snuck into the security compound. That's not me.
Yeah. There was some nice ones, though.
Yeah, no, she was nice. She was just crazy. And she claimed she was a pot grower, but she'd been on the road for 6 months. So how can you grow pot when you're on the road? So yeah. I didn't believe much of what she said.
Well, I mean, she could grow a crop and then harvest and then bring it with them. And then just keep your seeds for your next crop or something, I guess. I don't know. Like, I would know.
I don't know. If you're hitchhiking, you can't really hold pounds of things to sell.
Yeah, I guess not. Who knows what she was... They're all crazy in the head.
Yeah, I like hippies, though.
Yeah, somebody gave you yucca juice, which is... what was it?
It's just like a cactus, but... it out in the desert.
Was it tequila, though? Tequila
in... Oh, well, yeah, there was tequila in it, so it tasted sort of like a margarita.
It was pretty good. Yeah, some guy came up to me, and he gave me pumpkin moonshine from the hills of West Virginia, and it was super good. But he came up and it was like this brown liquid with things floating in it. And he was like, you gotta try some of this. I was like, I don't think I want anything to do with that. And he's like, no, it's pumpkin moonshine. And it tasted like pumpkin pie. It was delicious.
And you should have seen these kids too, though. They, for the Bass Nectar show, they had all pitched in together and bought 10,000 glow sticks. And so they were like completely head to toe. And they were planning on using 5,000 of them that night. So they had just backpacks filled with them. So at the show, they were throwing them up in the air. And like at the crowd, like it was making it rain with glow sticks.
Crazy, crazy guys. All right, so you're listening to the Odyssey Hours. Cayman and Eric. I think I got some Jay Reatard coming up next, followed by some new Wild Beasts. So, should be pretty cool. And so, yeah, give us a call at 804-649-9737 if you have any stories about crazy hippies or Wookiees of your own. So, we love you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Sometimes you really don't know what I need. Sometimes you really don't know what I need. You walk around so cold and lonely, laying in bed wondering what to do with time. You got no sense of fun until you know you won again. And yet you feel so much, so much inside. Yeah. You wanna rip all the jewels off the idiot's backs to barely screaming, give me what I've always missed, give me a good time. But if you look into your mirror, you'll see that nobody has ever ripped you off. It's all in your mind. Yeah.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
This guy never rides the fence with his material, but he does ride the bus occasionally. From King of Queens, here's Patton Oswalt.
Is this for just to make all pot legal or for medicinal marijuana?
All?
Okay, no, that's good. I'm amazed that even the medicinal stuff hasn't gotten through, because that's the thing that we have the moral high ground on right there, is it helps people out. I just can't, I don't know why a bunch of aggressive, wealthy, focused conservatives have managed to crush a bunch of good-natured, disorganized, giggling fucking potheads who wake up at 2 in the afternoon and watch fucking cartoons. And they're, but it's so weird. How did they do it? You know how I raise money for marijuana? Every year, I place bets on whether or not the conservatives will crush it once again. And I bet on the conservatives, and then I give that massive pile of cash to the fucking hippies, and they blow it on cat food and Xbox games and never have pot legalized. Unbelievable. I don't even smoke marijuana. It's all scotch and wine for me now. I don't, you know. But I think it should be legal because fucking cancer patients are a buzzkill, man. Those fucking nauseous, skinny AIDS and cancer patients, if they would let them fucking smoke pot and gain a little weight, I would drink even more scotch because I'd be happy. And then that money would go to Uncle Sam and circle of life. Come on. Fucking legalize it, for God's sakes. You know what marijuana needs? It needs a Sideways. It needs a fucking movie that makes marijuana seem like this romantic middle-aged thing that you would do, you know? A couple of lovable guys up in Humboldt County just with the fucking, you know, papers open and, I smell Jamaican loam, very loamy soil, kind of rainy. I smell, hang on. Oh, that's some Wairika sunshine, definitely. The edges are definitely were dried. Yeah, and I smell the poop sweat from the Mexican ass crack this stuff was smothered in. Just a flutter. All right, enjoy the rest of the show. Please legalize it.
We'll be right back. Every Saturday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., WRIR brings you River City Limits, featuring the finest in Richmond area musicians, all ages, all genres, all right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond's Indie Radio.
Okay. So that was Rainbow Bridge with Big Wave Rider. Which I meant to play right after the Patton Oswalt thing, because he talks about riding those waves while you're a little higher. But whatever. And before that was Time's New Viking, a new one called No Time, No Hope, off their soon-to-be-released Born Again Revisited. Before that was Patton Oswalt with "Pot Needs a Movie." Black Francis with a cover of what's the name of that band? Well, All in My Mind with Love and Rockets cover. Fergus and Geronimo with Harder Than It's Ever Been. Wild Beasts off their new album called Two Dancers, coming out soon. All the King's Men. Jay Riotard with Wounded. And Babe Terror with a capital Federal. So, what do you got, King?
Okay, so I'm going to start kicking off the Frenchie set. This one, it's actually American, sorry. It's called French Miami. But it's got French in the title, so right. That counts.
That's cool.
But really, I just like that intro. I don't know if you guys paid any attention to the music while we were talking, but it's got a minute-long intro. That's the best song on the album.
Okay.
Which, maybe that means it's a bad album, but I like it. Yeah. Anyways, after that, I'm going to play that song by Serge Gainsbourg. Well, it's not actually by him. It's the French National Anthem. But he bought the original manuscript of it. And he burned all but, like, the Aux Armes et cetera part. And so then when he sang it his way, and then when people would say, hey, that's not how the anthem goes, he says, oh yeah, I own the manuscript. So, anyways, play that next. See y'all. Yeah.
is a DJ Underground exclusive.
Cut killer, y'all.
C'est quoi ce truc? C'est encore du raillé. Un truc de hippie, putain, fait chier, merde.
Hey, y'a pas de djembé, j'espère.
Ah, j'espère aussi, morceau sans djembé, morceau sans casse-couille.
Allez, roule.
Ré, ça a loup 3 et j'ai
pas. C'est l'ami derrière.
Là, ouais. Et mi, toi. N'importe quoi.
Je suis né comme un con vers l'an 70 de la révolution. J'étais un nouveau fils et mes pères avant moi se attendaient traités. N'avait plus d'uniforme, mais savait espérer. Et ce fut l'aube claire d'un jour d'apocalypse. On oubliait Hitler et on bouffait les chips.
Ça veut dire quoi, ça, chips? À tous les coups, il avait pas trouvé de rime.
Ah, pourtant, il y a Eclipse.
Ouais.
Saucisse. Merguez.
Non, non, ça va pas, ça.
Et qu'en fin 80, récent adolescent, laissant aux enseignants le soin de mon destin, je t'ai à cœur perdu. Dans un monde où jalisse, ceux en qui j'avais cru étaient dans la police. Je jurais devant Dieu qui ne m'écoutait pas de n'être jamais pieux et encore moins soldat. Quand en 90 il fallut travailler, de ma majorité tirer un bénéfice. J'ai même fait des bébés, mais les intermittents, ça plaît pas aux banquiers, ça plaît pas aux mamans. Depuis j'ai plus de chéquier, mais je paye des pensions. Ça m'empêche pas de chanter et que les morts au con.
Ah, c'est le solo là.
Fin l'an 2000, le troisième millénaire, toujours aussi subtil, je danse la bite à l'air. 15 piges que j'ai le droit de vote et j'en use toujours pas. Je te promets mon pote, c'est beaucoup mieux comme ça. Les réflexes de conserie et le fouet d'un jeune homme, je plais toujours aux filles et vive le rock'n'roll.
Okay, that was Les Amis de ta femme, which means the like friends of your wife. And that song was called Comme un con, which means like a bad word. And yeah, they're making fun of hippies in the whole song. Sort of tie two things together, if you can understand the French. For that, Cut Killer with Lion, Nique la Police, which if you have not seen the movie Lion, spelled in English like H-A-I-N-E, you gotta see that. It's awesome. It's this gangster movie about the French suburbs, the banlieue, and it was a really cool movie. Check it out if you get a chance. Right now, this is Les Betteraves. And the song is called Ja. It's off a cool album. It's called Chou, on fait du bruit, which is Shh, we're making noise. It's an acoustic album of all these French punk bands. So, get a chance, check those out, give them a listen. Listen to them on iTunes, whatever. Back to the music, see ya.
D'être complètement saoul, et que le reggae, c'est beaucoup trop cool. Et là, il se lève et se met à chanter. Morza, morda, morbache. La débile rouge qui tâche mort au con. L'aliénation, mort képi. La débile allergie.
Hey there. That was Jacques Dutronc with Le Cactus. And after that, King Kong and the Shrines out of Germany with The Son of Jacques Dutronc. So it sort of ties it together. I thought that was a pretty good rendition of his style, personally. And he, of course, is the guy who he wrote a ton of the Jacques Dutronc songs for the Yeah Yeah Singers back in the 60s, but he really, all of his stuff popular was after the Yeah Yeah movement all ended. In the background, that was Les Ogres de Barbac with Assassin playing some accordion music. Anyways, back to music. This is Toxico. Toxico's a junkie. Enjoy. Toxico.
Toxico. Chacun devient heureux.